Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, people, and welcome to episode 444 of the Overseas Connection podcast. I am Robin Tate at Bongo the Sane in Ballymena, Northern Ireland, and this is the show for October the 21st, 2017. Tonight is a stormy night. Brian is blowing around outside, so if I disappear off the air, it'll be, well, over to the bunch of people to keep things going. So let's hope Storm Brian? Doesn't kill me tonight. Tonight, I have the wonderful Fraser Moores from Canada. Big Nose.
Hello.
And I have Kim.
Big
and I have
Nose.
Kim here as well. Don't call me Big Nose. Goodness me. And in the background, with the voice of God who may appear every now and again, is Richard Webster spinning the decks. So tonight we're going to be talking about lots of different things. We're going to be talking about people that have loads of money. We're going to have by talking about people that are trying to raise loads of money. We're going to be talking about Pikachu in the White House. We're going to be talking about a little small console that sells lots of stuff. We're going to talk about the Sun newspaper and dreams, amongst other stuff. So, Kim, how the heck are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
Good.
Better than good. I guess.
Your cameras just went off. So,
uh-oh.
There you go. C'est la vie. Give it a
silly
thump. Thump that camera.
You
oh, you're coming back.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with it. Hard to tell.
And weather good? Everything fine and dandy over there?
Yeah, it looks like we might get a little rain, but I don't think it's going to be too bad. So.
Are you recording?
Sorry, what just went past? Yeah, what
no,
just went
that
past
was a,
the window?
I think that was a grain truck. A semi-grain truck, so.
Only in the country. Mopeds,
right?
And grain trucks.
Yeah, mopeds and grain trucks, it's all right.
And Fraser, looks like this beard thing is something you're able to do that with now, like the stroking of the chin.
It's not going
it looks
away.
Like it's a permanent.
It's not going away.
Yeah, is that because it's...
Finally broke that stage where I'm used to it and it's not annoying me anymore, so that's good.
It is getting... The moustache bit round the edge of your mouth is very 1980s. You know, you're you're, there's many a nightclub you could get into now. So the sun is shining behind you. You buggers are in good weather. I'm in another storm, and you are sitting in pleasant autumn weather or fall weather.
Indian summer like I've never seen before. It's been almost every weekend for the last two or three weekends has been up in the 20s with the weather. It's just been great. You know, it's a bit baffling. It's cold in the mornings, but a bit baffling because, you know, we're all sitting here scratched. It's hockey season has started. Curling season has started. I've hit the ice again.
Oh boy.
So, yeah, and now I'm literally sitting here thinking I need to put the air conditioning on. So it's very odd. But it is autumn. The trees are changing colors. We went for a drive today, beautiful autumn colors are out. Of course, very famous for our colors up here. So,
last weekend here, the leaves didn't stand a chance. I mean, they're gone. I mean, I lost a tree in our front garden. It fell down.
Right.
A chap that supplies us, he supplies tiles to my factory for the work that we do. His brother was one of the chaps that were killed over here. A tree fell on his car. Very sad, a young man, young family. So, I mean, many people laughed about the storm over here, that wasn't that bad. There were four people killed in Ireland, and that was, that's pretty bad, pretty bad. But, you know, yes, winter is coming.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
And I was at the ice hockey last night. You just reminded me, Belfast Giants were playing a new team in the UK league. Called Guildford. It was a very exciting match.
Not Guildford,
five,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
They've started up their own team and they've been promoted into the big league. And
is Slough
yeah, it was
in
an exciting
big
game.
League?
No. Slough is No, they have ice.
They do have
sticks.
Ice. I used to skate at that place when I was a teenager. We went to a couple of games.
Yeah, it was the score was 5-4 at the end of it all. So yeah, a lot of cheering, a lot of Belfast Giants cheers and stuff like that there. And let's go Giants, let's go! Oh, oh! And there's always some boy comes with a drum. So you know, he's doing trying to raise people up and get them all going. And he sits up in the corner and he sits by himself. And there's about 10 seats around him, completely empty. And he sits in the same place all the time. And it's quite sad. Anyway, look, I love the ice hockey. It's a great night out because you can take all the kids and they can scream their lamps out and it's okay.
Good value.
You know, and last night it was a special night. All the kids were a fiver. It was a packed house last night.
Yeah, that's good. So yeah, we started taking our kids ice skating every week now. We didn't put them into any program, so we're taking them ice skating every week, which is good because it's good exercise for us too. And they need to learn to skate. And it costs next to nothing. It's like under $10 to go in and skate.
Yeah.
Good value.
I have a problem with our two young kids that we have, the younger ones. The last time I took them skating, it nearly killed me because I ended up dragging Taylor around the ice like a bag of spuds because he just turned into jelly. So the legs were like jelly and they kept on going everywhere and he couldn't even stand up, let alone go forward. And when are we going back and skating again? Go away. Yeah. I'm not doing that again.
See, I've discovered the key to taking children skating is to take one of their friends with them. And then they feel like an impetus to do well and to not moan. If there are no friends around, then it's like, I'm not enjoying it.
I think the last time we were there, I also had the GoPro. I put a GoPro on my chest. I couldn't use any of the footage because under my breath I was going, fuck shit, fucking little shit, fucking stand up, fucking, I'm fucking wrecked, fucking get up, you wee bastard. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so I couldn't use any of that footage because it wouldn't have went down terribly well, I don't think. I'm in this wonderful, this spongy, see this stuff on my wall now? I ordered a whole pile of this sound sucking materials, foam. These foam, they're like 12-inch squares.
Yep.
And this morning I got 24 of these panels and they're all up around me now to hopefully suppress some of the echoey stuff around here. I don't know if it's working or not, but it makes me feel good because it looks
like
I've got a little studio
now, right?
Thing. Yeah.
I never knew there was an echo problem, but I mean, I'm glad you've solved it.
Well, I think what it was last week when Phil came onto the show, and he was brilliant. Filthy was fantastic on the show last week. He showed a picture up, and he had some of this stuff, and I asked him about it. And it was, I think it was 15 or 16 quid for the 24 panels. You can't do this in your normal house. I mean, you know, this is man cave, it's okay. So I ordered a pack of them and they came today and out came the glue gun and spirit level and away it went. Hey, Fraser, do you know what I bought this week? I bought a Dremel.
Yeah, I was thinking about a Dremel today, actually. Have you done anything with the Dremel? Kim, is there something you'd like to share with the rest of us?
No.
8,000 RPM, babes.
Do you have a Dremel, Kim?
What attachments do you have for your Dremel?
Anyway, carry on.
I've started to carry a pile of some tools. I'm not a fitter for my company, but we do these big, fantastic jobs. And every now and again, there's a little bit of stainless needs trimmed or cut. And I don't want to get a big angle grinder because I don't need that, even though that would be more power. I just thought the Dremel would be handy if I ever had to take a nip out of a bit of stainless steel or cut a leg off a stainless steel table or just to finish a job without having to pull in one of my engineers. And it was cool.
Yeah,
and it's cordless, sure. And I keep it in the car. So I got some. I want to get the routing. There's a routing kit so I can route stuff and write names on stuff, but it looks like a class piece of kit.
The first thing you're going to have to make is a thing that says the Tates, right? And you hang it underneath your letterbox, right? You're going to have routed out the Tates. Yep, that'll be nice. And then you can stain it and varnish it.
Oh, Casa Mondea. Yeah.
There we go.
The house of money. Yeah. Yes, it just keeps on sucking the money. Casamundia. Anyway, okay, what have you been up to yourselves? Have you done anything weird or wonderful this week? The last time since you've been on, Fraser, what have you been up to, apart from growing beards?
I have, okay, here's a couple of things I can rattle off. Number one, I've been getting busy in my fix-it mode. I was thinking about a Dremel because I'm quite the handyman, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. And I'd like a Dremel. And I know my wife's listening, so she can pop that onto her the Christmas list. And that Christmas will solve list. The problem of,
yeah.
She can see, she'll start furiously writing down Dremel in a minute.
Dremel 8200, cordless, if it's
no,
only for small jobs.
It's got to be corded.
Okay. All right.
So I have a monitor. I have a 24-inch monitor. I have want to use it to plug in my RetroPie. Perfect in the bedroom. I got another spare bedroom that's going in there with the RetroPie, and they're going to put a sound system in there with it and whatever. And that's going to be, you know, you can run Netflix off it. And that can be a little entertainment system there for myself and guests. But it's not working. That monitor does not want to stay on. It is not playing ball at all. And I'm like, you know what? I'm getting the sixth sense of bad capacitors here. The bad capacitor flash alarm bell is ringing in the back of my head. So I opened it up, looked at the power supply in the back. That monitors are not easy to take apart, by the way. It's a nightmare. But I opened it up, and there, lo and behold, bulging capacitors in the back. So we took a trip. I bought a new soldering iron, treated myself to a new soldering iron, some capacitors. We got those babies whipped in and out, and that monitor is running a beaut now. So, you know, about $10 worth of parts, and it's back up and running. Didn't have to trash
so
it.
How did you identify the capacitors that were gone?
So if you're not aware of the bad capacitor situation, is about 10 years ago, I think it was, or maybe even more, not much more, but maybe a bit more, there were a load of dodgy capacitors flooded the market, and they got into everybody's stuff, so nobody was immune. It didn't matter if you were Samsung or you were Vizio, you know, there's a possibility your equipment took bad capacitors, and it tends to manifest itself in power supplies and things that won't stay on. So I've already fixed a couple of things with bad capacitors, and if you have something that won't stay on and you think it could be bad capacitor, you open it up, you take a look at the capacitors, and they should be flat or almost concave on the bottom. But they tend to bulge. The bad ones, they start to bulge. So if they look like they're a little bit bulging on the end, then you know they're bad. So whipped them out. And it's a cheap
go
fix.
To look
cheap,
with electronic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had a TV. I had an old Samsung TV that kept on switching off. So it just kept on. And I took it to the TV guy, and he charged me 50 quid for it.
Yeah.
So I think that's what he did.
Probably, yeah. You know, and 50 quid's fair enough. You know, it's his time and you know, and his ability to do it. It's not dreadful.
Hmm.
Because somebody gave me a 40-inch TV and said, if you can get it fixed, it's yours. And I ended up spending $3 on capacitors on it, you know, and taught myself to solder. And it's still going strong to this day. So, and I repair stuff all the time, right? And this is the other thing I did today, right? So Halloween is coming.
Okay.
You know what? And we went to this Halloween superstore that's popped up in town. And, of course, we were all wowed by the hundreds of things that were in there. But one of the things that caught my eye was a flickering light bulb. I was like, that would be really cool. Just a little thing, you know, to put into the front porch. We have lots of stuff outside on the front porch, like rats and severed limbs and things like that. But just this little flickering light bulb.
Yeah, but what about at Halloween?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Ho-ho! And then I was like, okay, well, I'll just look up. I never bought it because I think it was vastly overpriced really for what it was. And then I read somewhere that if you just take like a 298, you know, those cartridges you get in big fluorescent lights that you stick in, like little cylinders, right? You know,
what are they called? Mm-hmm.
They're not fuses, they're like capacitors, yep. Right, or whatever.
No,
starters or
yeah
starter motors
starters,
yeah
little starters
yeah,
right?
That's it.
You just wire one of those into a lamp socket light. Took me, you know, 5-10 minutes, just wired it in there, and it pulses the bulbs off and off. So I've built this like lamp shade now that is a flickering light, which I'm going to put outside the front door and pipe some scary music out there. I'm really getting into the atmosphere now outside the front door for the Halloweeners. So.
Well, you see, my solution to that one, Fraser, is you buy a 20 Philips Hue bulbs at 25 quid a piece. And
yeah, I didn't go down that
path.
I
bought
my $2 starter, and I bought a $2.99 junk lamp from the charity store.
I bought another 6 Philips Hue bulbs this week.
Man, look, just send me them. Just get this a load of money in a pile, right? Send it to me, and I'll burn it for you.
Yeah, right.
I love them; they're brilliant. I love the whole house is taking a life of its own.
So the last thing I have got to say, and it's a shameless plug, we did actually record a Game Punchers episode yesterday.
Oh my god,
should have
really
landed in your podcast app of choice today. So that was nice to be back with the guys. We had
what crew?
John and Steve. So
brilliant.
But I do have to say, we had a right old hoot doing it, so well worth a listen, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, well, when you guys, do you need to go to the toilet, Fraser?
No, sorry, I've just, my dinner's repeating on me. I put some too much spice
in there. When you guys are on form, you really do blast it out. It can be very funny, so I look forward to that. Kim, has life been on the level for you this week?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to follow this up between the Dremel and the soldering and everything else. All I've been doing is yoga. So, you know, I can't really follow any of the rest of that.
Yoga or yogurt?
No, yoga. No, no yogurt.
Really?
Well, unless, you know.
Doing, like, stretchy stuff?
Yeah.
Is this new? Is this something new for you?
This is somewhat new because, well, I'm, you know, my joints and everything aren't what they used to be. And I figured, unless one of these days I wanted to wake up and not be able to get out of bed, I ought to probably do something about it. So I started yoga.
Good for you.
So, yeah.
And did you go out and buy a mat and lycra and all the other bits and pieces that you have to, and a special ball?
Yeah, I went out and I got I didn't get the ball, but I went out and I bought the yoga mat and I have the yoga pants and the whole nine yards. And I've only managed to do it twice so far, but it hurts. It hurts a lot.
That's good for you.
Yeah, exactly. There are places on me that pop now that didn't before.
I was chatting to Chopper Kelly and Rubbish Username, and they were telling me that the customer that I was with, I had to work today, so I had a big site going on, and I had a load of guys in, fitters and bits and pieces. But the two guys that own this site, one of them, his wife is into alternative therapies and massage and chanting and goodness knows all that new age, wonderful stuff. Eric would love it. His wife is out in San Francisco. She's been out there for a week on a course that she's doing with us. But he's flew out this morning. He's on his way to San Francisco now, there for a couple of days. And then the two of them are going down to Hawaii for 3 weeks.
Awful.
And I go, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely. People with money, eh?
Right.
Anyway, they're nice people. Okay, look, speaking of nice people and people with money and people that are looking for money, this is in your face now. If you haven't noticed that the VG Hub and team are doing Extra Life on the 4th of November, there's something wrong, because Twitter feeds and Facebook and everything else is full of stuff about people doing Extra Life. And the VG Hub team, which encompasses lots of different podcasts in our little group, on the 4th of November, the most of us are going and doing 24 hours of gaming. So if you go to extra-life.org and do a quick search for VG Hub, you'll find the whole team there. Now, the team at the moment as stands are, we've got Greg DeLacy, Gary DeVelice, myself, Phil Olson, the Willotts family, Bennett Seacrest, Kim Woods, Antonio Phillips, Gary Lever, Mark Wright, Nicole, Daniel Knappman, and Nicole Radowski, and of course Mike Chin, but he hasn't registered yet for some reason or another, but he is doing it this year. This little team, just to pat ourselves on the back, over the past, I think it's 7 years now we've been doing this, we've raised just over 40,000 raised by this little merry band of pirates every year, and in the forms of a dollar here and $5 there. And some people do better than others, and they've got more people in to sucker into giving them some money. I can't believe it's round again. But I mean, our goal this year is $5,000. We're already at over $3,000. We're going to smash it out of the water this year. It is a really good cause to help kids in hospital have a better time, give them some fun. And if you've got kids, and if you've not, maybe some empathy towards sick kids, this is the thing to do. So go to extra-life.org and support your favorite person in that list, or spread the love. And if you're given a dollar, it doesn't matter. If you can't give any money at all, please, on the 4th of November, jump into some of our live streams. The US guys, they have the clocks going back next weekend. Some of them will decide to do 25 hours, like I did a couple of years ago when it fell on our weekend. Yeah, that's the sort of guy I am. So not this weekend, but next weekend is Extra Life weekend. I believe that Mike Chin is doing it on the 11th, 1 week further past, because he can't do the 4th. But our crew will be there doing it. So please come along and give some support. It is great. Playing games for 24 hours is great fun until it gets to about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I've been...
I was about to question you. Is it? Yeah. Is it? Because that's why I don't do it.
Yeah, at 4, I think between about 3:30 in the morning and probably about 7 until you can see the end of the tunnel, it gets really frigging crap.
I don't know.
You jumped in with me one time last year, year before last, and I was at the end of my tether.
Do it, and I don't want to do it, and I'm completely honest about that. Although I am thinking possibly of maybe cracking at some point. It's very possible. But I admire you guys who do it. I just don't know how you do it. And I implore anyone who is around to jump on and come in and spend some time, not just with one person, jump across, see the other streamers, drop in, say hi, and just give a boost. Exactly. Give a boost. And it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, that is cool. I think this was my... I'm looking at the medals over here. This is either going to be my 5th or my 6th year. I know Greg has done. This is his 7th year coming up now as well. And, of course, our captain, Gary DeFelice, our wonderful captain, is championing it again.
How dare you say about our wonderful Gary.
Wonderful Gary.
Broncos.
I was telling him earlier on there that I had to light the fire for Judith there tonight, and I used my Broncos t-shirt to light it. by the way, I had my wonderful Cards t-shirt on last week, and they had a great game last Sunday evening.
Wearing it yet, though, have I?
No, but I did have it on. Well, go back to the podcast feed. You'll see it on last week.
Okay,
this is a gaming podcast.
I've shown you that. You were wearing it on the podcast last week?
Yeah. So I'm on the I'm on my Cat Cats tonight.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Yeah, so we do play games and video games. The sort of stuff that we've been playing, I have no idea what Fraser Mears have been doing, but I have to have a guess. It probably is PUBG for life!
For life.
Because I will look at the feed for the chat group right now. It's called SEAL Team 6.
SEAL Team 6.
There were something like 300 and something messages in that, and that's probably just all today.
Could be.
Yeah, look, you're still in there because I see your name popping up in that chat all the time. So you're still in it, doing it. There's new techniques now. What do you do when you win a game? You win a chicken dinner by mostly hiding. You have a term for it now. What do you call
tactics.
That? Weasel tactics. Yes, which I think is quite cool.
Weasel tactics is good. I mean, like, you know what? Mike and I played a game. I played a game with Mike the other day, and We had terrible gear. We had nothing, you know, we were rocking some of the most weapons you would not be rocking by choice by the time you get to the end game. But get to the end game we did. We just snuck around and we didn't encounter anyone and we didn't engage anyone until right at the end when we had to kill, I think Mike did kill maybe a couple on the way, but really until we had to kill the final guy to get the win. And you get the win, you get the win.
You should have given Mike an Uzi.
He loves that Uzi, yeah. but I'm still playing it. Yeah, I just came off just before we started the podcast. I just got a chicken dinner with Kev, so that was good. Definitely was not Weasel Tactics. We were pretty aggressive in that one, so that was great. I'm loving it. I still love it. I can't help it. It's honestly, if I wasn't here right now, I'd be playing PUBG.
I can't remember when a game had you like this game. I can't remember the last thing that had you for so long.
It's very evident, though, but I am dying to get down there. I'd really like it if you could wrap the podcast up within the next 10 minutes, because I know, actually, probably about 20 minutes, 7 o'clock would be nice if you wouldn't mind. But it's purely because I know that Kev's down. Kev's going to be on later. Sean might be on. Jay, Mark's boy, we played with him. He was playing with him recently. There's Neil. Mike Chin's on occasionally. You know, it's playing this game with the other people. It's multiplayer gaming. I'm not dying to get down there to play on my... You know, if I know nobody else is around, I have a day off. I don't really play on my own very often anymore. So that's what it is. It's multiplayer gaming. It's having a right old laugh with other people. So what can I say?
You're here for the duration. So sorry, you cannot be excused.
That's okay.
Well, so as I pour another little glass of New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, very nice. This is a Villa Maria, Kim. It's a very nice, very gentle Sauvignon Blanc. You would like this. Has the wine arrived from Greg yet?
No, it hasn't. So no,
it will. Slacking. It will arrive. Okay. So as a comparison then, you've also played Fortnite.
I have played Fortnite.
It happens to be our game of choice for not tomorrow evening, but next week for our night of gaming.
Okay.
Sunday night community gaming thing.
Yeah.
So how about Fortnite?
Fortnite, for those that don't know, is pretty much Epic's Battlegrounds clone, and it doesn't matter which way you want to swing it. It's a complete copy, but done with their engine and their gameplay that they've created for Fortnite. So the basics of the game are the same. It does not play the same as Battlegrounds. It is not Battlegrounds, and I will not recognize it as such. But I don't hold a grudge that they've copied it. I think it's just like a King of the Hill type thing. It's like it's a game mode. Right, we're going to see loads of other people copy it, and that's going to be interesting to see. But it does that scratch that itch for people who haven't played. I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I'd be interested to hear what someone who plays it regularly thinks of it, and if they really like it. To me, it was like, okay, it's cool. I played a couple of games with my son and friend. We came second in one of them, which was good. And it was like, well, all right. I'm going to go play PUBG.
Yeah, you know? I played two rounds. I realized that I needed to play with somebody else. So
yes,
I think it's maybe we get a group Sunday week. That might be good fun. But again, that's just video games.
Yeah, see, we were playing with my friend Jeremy and my son, and we played some games, and we were getting wrecked at the start, and there was some frustration there. But really, as we played more games, and we didn't play a lot, but we did play some more, it was getting... We were working it out. And by the time we were on our fourth or fifth game, we were starting to get the feel for it. And I could definitely see that, if you haven't got PUBG in the background to play somewhere else and this is all you have to play, I would probably be playing... I reckon it wouldn't be a stretch to say I'd be playing this a lot with friends.
Mm.
So
okay. And it's free. So that's a bonus.
Price is right.
So price is right. So I think Sunday week we'll give it a crack with the community. Banjo-Kazooie.
Banjo-Kazooie. Yeah, I know. I'd heard Mike talk about it a lot. I loved Banjo-Kazooie back in the day, and for some reason, I'm switching my Xbox on again. It's the problem with PUBG is I don't want to play anything else. And then when I come down to sit, so I came down to turn on my Xbox. It's like Banjo-Kazooie is a nice little palate cleanser, something completely different, something not stressful. Just get a bird and a bear and walk around and collect pieces of puzzles and things like that and notes, and it's just bonkers and. It's all right. It's just nice. It's nice to go back to it.
I can understand that. Okay, Kim.
Yes.
More Cuphead.
More Cuphead, more Cuphead. Yeah, I did finally get my first soul the other day, or souls, I guess, because there was, three of them, with the vegetable patch. I finally got that, so... Other than that, it's just trying to play it on regular and not suck. So...
Yeah.
Are you gonna?
Are you gonna
complete it, Kim? Do you think?
I'm gonna try. I'm not gonna give up on it because I do like it. But
I want to hear you say I'm going to finish this game.
I'm going to finish this game. It might take me a while because I'm not that good like Kyle apparently. But because I played the run and gun through the forest the other day, and I think about 10 tries, and I died, and I'm like, okay.
Now look, come on.
I
posted something the other day where it showed a guy who beat Cuphead by using a Dance Dance Revolution mat. Okay? You got this. Well. You can do this.
Oh, I don't know. It is.
I use my yoga mat. You know.
Yeah, that'll do. I haven't went back to it again. One of those reasons is I have been extremely busy. And I haven't had a lot of time to. I think I have to be a certain frame of mind to go to it because.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a little Catholic game. It's all about punishment, and I'm not in the mood for that. So
you
and
you've had. Yourself.
No, I also hear that they've sold over 1 million copies, which is bloody good for that. So fair play to the Cuphead developers.
They're, 1 million units of it. From down my way, actually, not far.
Is that right?
Yep, just down the road.
Canada?
Yep.
That's so excellent.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of them.
It's funny, I was reading a bit about South Park, the butthole one. That thingy butthole, yeah?
Yeah.
And there's now walkthroughs of how to get into Canada. So if you want them to get into Canada, you can get into Canada. Seemingly, the story goes that the Prime Minister in Canada, is there a Prime Minister, I'm correct to say that, or is
we
he called
have
something
a Prime
else?
Minister, yes.
Yeah, he's built a wall between America and Canada, and you can't get past it. And
he's a very strange man.
Oh, God.
Who, our Prime Minister?
Yes.
God has spoken.
Even Prince George knows he's a twat.
Well, he might be, you know, he's a young... socialist liberal
prime my kind of guy
the, yeah I'm sure
is
I'm
he
sure.
The is he the one that was sniffing stuff off his desk is that the one
no I don't think so
the guy that was doing all the drugs that was he was a mayor he wasn't he was
oh that was,
yeah,
was
that
Ford
was, yeah
oh Rob Ford yeah he was a
the,
cool dude
that was the yeah okay that was the Toronto mayor.
God.
Yeah, he was a piece of work.
Flipping, right? Okay. All right. Well, and you've got a palate cleanser in there again. Gems of War. I love
I died about 20 times, and I thought, you know what? It's time to switch to something else. And I hadn't fired it up for a while, so I did. And they've done more to it since I played it last. It looks like not a different game, but the animations are better. And so they've patched it some more. It's the same
gems
old
in
game.
It. Yeah, War and gems.
Exactly.
I got the filthy last week with the Star Trek gems game. You know, I thought you would have been trying that out this week.
No, not this time.
Okay, me. Forza 7. I am pissed off with Forza 7.
Uh-oh.
Pissed off.
Oh,
I
no.
deleted Forza 7. I have deleted it.
No, you didn't.
It's the truth.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Because my first download is corrupt. And it kept on bugging out, and no woman was having the same problems as me. I deleted the save. I bit the bullet. I believe it was on Monday evening. Well, I've switched off the network now over to the Xbox in the house. From Monday evening now until Saturday evening, we're at 64%. And still going strong.
Sorry, you started the download when on Monday?
Monday evening, yes.
And you're at what? You haven't downloaded
65%, yeah. 24 hours a day. It's just horrendous.
Why don't you just buy
horrendous.
I guess buying a disc doesn't help you, does it? Because they still expect you to download most of it, right?
Yeah. It's not even that big, but for some reason the Forza download seems to be going very, very slowly. It's 67 gigabytes, which is sizable enough. I would have expected that to be take about 3 days, but it's going to take a week.
Wow.
And I'm hoping this solves my problem because I've been loving the game, but it just got ridiculous. The maps were disappearing. I was driving the car without any road, and it just got nutty. It just got crazy, and I just got, that's it. I've got to try something different.
Right.
So Forza will continue next week. I dabbled a little bit this week. The Halloween tint had sit on my hard drive for a while, which was very, very cheap a while back there with Little Nightmares.
Yeah, I'd like to know about this because I think I'd like to play it.
What was the one about the wool?
Woolly. Untied.
Wool.
Something.
Untangled or something like that there, yeah. It's like that, and it's like Limbo, and it's like the Limbo 2 thing. So it has that sort of perspective. It throws you, there's no sort of real introduction to it. You're just this little girl, I think, and a little yellow Mac. It is a side-scrolling puzzle game. as very atmospheric. I've only played for about 3/4 of an hour so far. Creepy things are happening. So I'm this tiny little thing, and doors seem to be very massive. So I think I'm in a nightmare, funny enough. It's your standard sort of, you have to pull this and push that and work out how to get there and all of that. But it is very atmospheric and quite lovely at the moment. Some of the perspective things are changing. So I'm sort of walking towards the camera and walking away from it and zooming out a bit. So I think there's all going to be different types of gameplay. This is my cup of tea completely. I love this type of game. I'll report back more on that.
So you recommend it, because I know my library's got it. So maybe I'll go pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd say pick it up. Yeah, I seen it at the launch for EGX year before last. I think it got decent enough views and feedback. It's been a slow burner, but I think it has a very long tail on it. And it was very, very cheap a month or two ago. It'll probably go free very soon on Xbox. Yeah, I think it's for Halloween, it's one that's maybe not too scary, but under the same, it has the same sort of feeling as Inside, that sort of ominous stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
But the thing that I had most fun with this week was actually on our play date last Sunday night. That was on Sea of Thieves. And I was with Mark and Nick and myself and a guy called, a random guy called Max Faded, Stephen, Max Faded 17 is a Twitch guy. So twitch.tv/MaxFaded. There was three of us jumped in and we jumped in with a random guy, first of all. And the three of us, even though I played it a bit, not a lot, Mark and Nick and I were making an absolute mess. And within the first 2 minutes of this guy, playing with this guy, he was effing and blinding at us and calling us all the dicks of the day. And, Jesus, you're Christ the boat, you flipping dicks. What the fuck is... he was really, really horrible. Really nasty. I said, like, I can't do this. Step out of the game. You're an embarrassment to the internet. I'm away. So another random... It was horrible.
Humankind.
Just horrible. And he wasn't a young guy. He wasn't. He didn't sound like a kid. He was a grown person. You know, he should have known better. You know, we were just new to it. Help us, please. Yeah, well. This is sort of alpha or beta stage. You know, help us. Our next game, this guy called Stephen jumped in. Max Faded. Brilliant. And he was lovely. You know, you can hear some little kids in the background. A bit like Tony in the background. He was a lovely guy. He explained stuff to us. He helped show us how to do things and how to get around. And for us to go on to Sea of Thieves to play for an hour, I think we were playing Sea of Thieves for maybe 4 hours last Sunday evening, and it was the funniest, most fun that I've had in ages. It was your PUBG experience. We were, okay, silly stuff, playing each other's tunes on our accordions and our guitars that we'd picked up. We were went to the pub and got all rat-ass pissed and started to puke over each other. And the puke was, we drank so much we couldn't go straight and we were puking everywhere. It was funny. We were, the way the game works is you're in the pirate ship and you go on an island and you're given this scroll and it has a clue. So the clue will be, you know, go to the such and such island of almost the name of, or the shape of an island is where the treasure is, at Jimbo's skull and crossbones, this will be closer to the next part. And you go there and it gives you another bit of the clue, and it's such and then another bit of a clue, and you go to the tree with a tall lamp or the light shining night, and it's 10 steps to the west. And so you do all this and you dig up the treasure and you get it back to the ship, and then you take it to an island to cash in the treasure, or you can store it on your ship and go and get another chest, but you risk then having another crew coming along and stealing your treasure or blowing up your ship. So we were doing everything from puzzle finding to messing about in a pub to attacking other ships, avoiding sharks, trying to find secret passages. It was awesome. We laughed and laughed. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So again, if you were by yourself with the randoms and they weren't working together or talking together, it would be crap. Also, one really lovely thing about this as well, this guy was on a PC, and it was completely seamless. So he was PC, and all three of us were on Xbox.
That's cool. I have a question for you. It's not about the game, it's about the game, but really about playing the game, because my son is absolutely dying to play it. He's made me sign in. A couple of days ago, we signed in, and it said, "Okay, you've signed up now." So, will they contact me and say, "Hey, you know what? We're going to run another beta." Or
yeah, it's pretty much every weekend. I don't know if you're on the Insider program. Okay. Well, there's an Insider app that you can go to and register for the Sea of Thieves and that. So if you have a look, I think it's the Insider app. It's a green logo, and you go in and sort of join it there, and you can start to download then. Yeah, the graphically it's sort of cartoony, but the seas look absolutely beautiful. It just there looks so like so much potential in this, and it really is it is a make your own adventure thing, but there is going to be some sort of story. What they have already is fab. It is. It's lots and lots of fun.
Good feedback.
Just to talk about, well, what happened to us that night and what happened, you know, this is what happened and we did this and you remember what happened there and we got attacked by a shark or whatever, you know, or we got those guys or, you know, just brilliant. So I'm looking forward to it. Very good. Very good. So that's kind of what we've been playing. I came across a list and I know you're into your speed runs, Fraser, and I just thought this might be fun. So this is a top 10. Like a good list of speedruns. The idea behind this is, it gives us stats here of the sort of the first playthrough times and then the fastest time without any loads, the fastest time in total. So I'll rattle through some of them because I think they're pretty cool. Like Fallout 3, first time playthrough length 62 hours. The world record time is 14 minutes 41 seconds, which is kind of crazy. And this is these guys, I suppose, using all of their shortcuts and sneaky bits bits and pieces. But
it will be shortcuts and sneaky bits and all that. But the best thing about this is, this is great. I'm glad you've done this because this is definitely my jam.
Yeah,
60 first time playthrough length they reckon for Fallout 3, 62 hours. These guys cut it down to 14 minutes. They skip 99.6% of the game.
Wow.
Yep.
I just want to know how they do it. I've played Fallout 3. What did they do? So I can absolutely guarantee you that this is going on my list of things to watch when you go to bed. I'm going to watch this. I'll find this 15-minute speedrun, and I want to see it. That's great. So this is a wonderful list.
So they say what this speedrun makes use of constant running as well as abuse of quick saving and quick loading to clip through barriers on the overworld to reach the last ever of the game quickly. So there you go. Then number 9 is Fallout New Vegas. First time playthrough is 68 hours, and this guy's down to 13 minutes, 25 seconds. Super Mario 64, first playthrough would be 36 hours, and he's got it down to 6 minutes, 44 seconds, which is nutballs.
Yeah, if you watch something like that sort of speedrun, it's almost, if I'm not wrong, you watch it and you're almost like, you don't even know what they're doing. They're just like, before they even start, they're going backwards and flying through the sky or something, right? So it's very weird.
And then it's what Super Mario Brothers 3 in 3 minutes 6 seconds. The game seems like it can be beaten quite quickly in 10 minutes 40 seconds, 47 seconds without using glitches. But thanks to warp whistles hidden throughout the game, which gets you to World 8, and hence, goodness. They have Super Mario World Yoshi's Island in 2 minutes 42 seconds. That usually takes almost 22 hours to play. Spyro, 1 minute 7 seconds.
Nice.
The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. There you go. 1 minute 31 seconds.
1 minute 31 seconds. That's insane. Yeah. That's a broken game, right? Oh,
it's 30 hours.
Yeah. How do you break it? So, I don't know. It's amazing.
And then Super Mario World, 26 hours, 1 minute 13 seconds. Here's a cracker. Oblivion, The Elder Scrolls, 75-hour playthrough. It can be completed in 3 hours, 30 seconds.
3 minutes.
Wow.
3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Oblivion
and
the
minutes. Fastest, the fastest one, the number one at the top of this list, is Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow. Length of time, 52 hours. And the world record is 0 hours and 0 minutes. I don't know. It must be a few seconds, less than a minute.
No,
skipping
so
99.97 of the game.
By exploiting glitches that corrupt a save file, it's possible to travel directly from the start of the game to the Hall of Fame.
There was a meme about that the other week. I don't know if you saw it. It was like a joke about that.
God. Oh, there's God again.
And it said, it's in one of, I think it's in Pokemon, I want to say, Ruby Sapphire Generation 3, I think. You go into the room with the girl in your hometown, like your little girlfriend, and she says to you, hey, do you want to come and get a Pokemon? And one of the options is no. And it just had an image, it's like ticked on no, and then there were credits. Game over.
Nice.
Was it Far Cry 4 as well, where you come along and you go through the first part and you meet the baddie and you're having a meal with him. He goes off to do something and he says, "Don't you look, I'll be back shortly. I'm waiting to get this thing to show you," which is the thing that you're trying to get at the end of the game. And seemingly, if you stay still, or if you stay there for 15 minutes or stay in that same room, he comes back with it and that's it. Game over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Literal. But you decide to go off and shoot a few thousand people before you get back to that thing. Yeah. So there you go. Interesting. Cool. That's a list, and that's speedrunning. Speedrunning is a cool thing. You should look it up.
That's a list. A good speedrunning. Game Punchers would be proud of, Robin. That's a list.
And a good speedrunning site. Would you, the people that want to look at this sort of stuff, Fraser, what would you recommend?
What, to check out speedruns?
Yeah, I think you know some of those.
Well, you know, get on YouTube and just YouTube some speedruns. But the best, one of the best, nicest things to do is every 6 months, give or take, they have Games Done Quick, which is, I think they have Games Done Quick and then they do Awesome Games Done Quick. Anyway, it's these guys who put together a speedrunning event. It's usually broadcast on Twitch. And they do it all for charity. So they will have all these guys constantly coming in and speedrunning games over and over. And they'll tell you who's speedrunning right now, which is the one you're watching, who's coming up. So, you know, you can, you know, if somebody's over the course of a weekend, you know, you just I just drop in every so often over the weekend and see what I want to see. And
it must be the shortest event ever.
It's
and we completed 100 games in an hour.
Yeah, well, some of them aren't that as short as you think. A lot of them will run for an hour, you know, an hour and a half or something, or whatever it may be. But what's really good is you have guys who are running the speed run. Then usually,
and Kim has just been flattened. He's roadkill.
You'll have the guys who are running the speed run, but you also have maybe two or three behind them who are also speed runners for the same game, and they all talk about what's going on, why the guy is doing it, maybe what's coming up and what he's going to do that's going to be so impressive. And then when they do that, you have more of a feeling for it. Really,
okay,
it helps you really get appreciation for it. Yeah, that's if you look up Games Done Quick or AGDQ or whatever it is on Twitch, there's past videos on there as well, which are really good to watch. So, and you pick the games that you know. If you pick a game you know, then it's suddenly interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's...
All right, well, we'll move on and we're going to do a little bit of news.
Here is the fucking news.
Valve president Gabe Newell, he's now ranked in the top 100 richest people in America. Now, that's not really news because you'd probably expect that. So he's now, what, 97th in the States. He's valued at about $55 billion. See, my problem about that is, why the hell can't you throw $50 million or $100 million at Fallout or Half-Life 3 or Left 4 Dead 4 or Left 4 Dead 6 or anything you want to do because you've got money to burn?
Yeah.
Or feed some people. I hope you're doing as well. But Gabe, come on. You know, you're sitting, you've done it. Give something back. Steam's great.
I don't know anything about Gabe Newell, so I don't really know how much of a philanthropist he is. I imagine he is. But, you know,
you'd like to think so. 55 billion. Mm-hmm.
He's a tit.
Right, well, okay.
Send me a
Why is he a tit, Rich?
Why?
Yeah.
Where's Half-Life 3?
Okay, well, that's a good enough reason for me too. Half-Life 3.
I watched a video of a 10-year-old almost cry. Because his dad made him play through Half-Life 2, Episode 1, Episode 2. And then right at the end of the game in the cliffhanger, the dad says to the kid, there isn't a third one, you know. They didn't make it. Kid nearly starts crying. Gabe's fault. Anyway, I'm sick.
Yeah, he's sick. Rich is sick. God is sick. The little voice that you hear, Rich, he's just in the background and he's not feeling well. So he got the lurgy from a little rugrat today. So, what do you do? Yeah, come on, Gabe. I know you listen every week, so Half-Life 3, please. All right, another silly man. He jumped over the White House barrier dressed as Pikachu. So a man dressed as Pikachu jumped over a barrier on the south side of the White House on Tuesday, and he was quickly apprehended, understandably. If he had been dressed as Mario, he might have got further. Curtis Combs donned the outfit in the hopes of posting a video of his antics and becoming famous. As the press do... Some other chap in 2014 also dressed, jumped over the fence with a Pikachu hat on back in 2014. And they think that this guy inspired Combs to do that. I don't think Combs was inspired by him. I just think he was a bit of a tit. I think he was hoping to get viral on the video with his video, but seemingly he didn't even have time to get his video done. So if I was going to jump over to the White House and some FBI guy or security guy was going to shoot me, I don't think I'd want to go out as Pikachu. I mean, if you're going to jump, yeah, exactly. I mean, you would want to have at this moment in time a pair of khakis on, khaki shirt, and that ski mask in black, that helmet. You'd want to go over as PUBG man. You know, that would be okay. That would work for you at the moment, Fraser. Kim, lycra would do. Lycra and a lycra in a yoga mat.
Sure.
I would jump over the White House as a big carrot. And I know where I would be aiming for. Anyway, that's not news at all. Nintendo Switch sales now exceed 2 million units in the US. And back in September, they reported this have sold 4.7 million units worldwide. That's not bad. That's not too shabby. They're at the top of all the NPD lists at the moment. They have two games in there already. Mario Rabbit's Kingdom Battle and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is still in the top 10. And Mario Kart Deluxe is just outside the top 10 at 11. So Nintendo Switch, I think that's going to be a hot ticket item this year at Christmas time for kids or for large kids. That's good. That's good news for everybody. And I hear there's more and more third-party guys are trying to support them. I hear there's talk about some Sony titles coming over to the Switch as well. Maybe old Sony games or games that can be ported over that are on PS4 or Sony-only games developing for the Switch, which is that's kind of cool. And it's nice to have that third player again in the market. Would a Switch tempt either of you?
If I had money to throw at it, yeah, sure. But it's, yeah. I've got a massive lineup of things I'd rather spend money on right now. Are you using your Switch regularly, Robin? Are you?
No. And Judith actually commented this the other week because behind me you can't see a computer arrived this week for me. She's saying, well, what did you buy another computer for? You don't use that other thing that you bought there last week. And what are you going to the new Xbox for? What's wrong with the one you have? In fact, you've got two of them. What money about it? Judith, don't go to the pub. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. Don't do anything nasty. My own wee little thing is nerdy stuff. I don't. It's there.
Is ready to roll out there. That's good.
I don't let the kids, my young lads, pick it up because it is too breakable. It's not a kid's unsupervised thing to play, and I know how bad my kids are, the young ones especially, with looking after controllers. When an Xbox controller was shown to me the other night with a bumper button hanging off it. Oops. It's been dropped so many times, Fraser. It's bust a clip inside it. Yeah, I've got them rubber covers for it. They don't put them away. So to let them go free with a Switch, no, it's not a young'un's toy, and I just haven't really picked it up. I should. Too many games, not enough time. I mean, I bought a computer this week.
So what's the top?
I'm more excited.
You're setting that up for some PUBG action then?
Well, my TRS-80.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what you bought. Oh.
Yeah, I bought a TRS. I'm sorry, I mean, no. Wow. TRS-80 is a thing. It's a thing of beauty.
Is it?
I mean, 1980. Beautiful. It has a keyboard. It came with a joystick.
I don't know, man. I'm not going in for all this retro stuff. I mean, I find it interesting to read about it and whatever, but somebody has to buy the retro stuff. Some guys have to keep the dreams alive. You guys,
it's the museum of me in here now. So I never had one, but the little brat kid round the corner who had everything. And I mean, at that stage, I was still in primary school, so I was very, very young then.
See, by that logic, and he was, actually, that logic is excellent because I should be going out and buying myself like an Amiga and a Commodore 64 because other cool kids always had those. I didn't have them.
Yeah.
And I can go get them now and I'll lord over them in my basement and go, look who's got the $5 Amiga from the garage sale now.
What was the little fat kid called out of Harry Potter that lived in the house with Harry Potter with the Muggles, the little fat son that was spoilt rotten?
Right.
Well, this little kid round the corner, his dad used to give me a lift to school in the morning, and his dad used to smoke a pipe and it stunk the car. I always remember that, and it was like a Citroen 2CV6. Anyway, 2CV. But yeah, he had the, yeah, right. 2CV6, two-stroke, tinny little crappy French car. But he had one of these, and I was allowed around to come and see it. Wasn't really allowed to touch it, but I was allowed to see it. And that was probably one of the first home computers I ever seen, maybe with a home computer in their home. So, yeah, I got it now. Yeah, so.
Meh.
Dursley.
Yeah. Yeah, Dursley. Dursley, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a Nintendo Switch. Get one of those, and someday in 40 years' time, some twat like me will want to buy one just to put it on a shelf.
Except it won't, because Nintendo stuff doesn't seem to drop in price at all. I'd really like to go. I sold my Wii U. I'd like to pick up another one. There were some good games on there. But
I still have mine. It's over there.
I think that's one of the only consoles I've ever sold.
Yeah.
Oh, I went into a charity shop today when I went to buy my spooky light that I was going to convert to the spookiness. And they had an old original Xbox in there, which I was looking at. I was like, ooh, do I?
And what you do is you send it off to one of those guys to get it to turn it into a monster thing with 5,000 games on it and every emulator.
Do it yourself. I've got the soul iron. Come on.
Oh, you're soon have a Dremel.
And the Dremel.
With attachments.
Yeah.
If you get that wee fuzzy attachment on it, it'll be great. You'd use it for lots of different uses. For cleaning, for you to vibrate the stuff out. You can agitate your resistors. Anyway, so this week, tomorrow, go out and buy the Sun newspaper. The weekend special features the Overseas Connection podcast, and we're in print.
Scottish
Sun. Yeah, Scottish Sun, but I think it's in the weekend special, which covers the whole UK, so I believe. Very nice reporter, gentleman called Stuart Cullen, tracked me down at EGX and asked, could we run an article in his the weekend paper? And we put some words together, fired out some copy off to him this week. There's the words, copy. And he fired it back and completely changed everything I wrote. And it appears in tomorrow's Sun. So thanks very much, Stuart. Stuart Cullen, a real good midlife gamer guy, and has been a reporter for the Sun in gaming for many a year now. So that's a nice little thing. Isn't that, Kim? We're in print.
Awesome.
The phone will start ringing tomorrow. We will get picked up. It'll be fabulous. Fabulous.
Awesome.
All right, here's a strange one. Kim, have you ever had a video game related dream?
Yes.
Okay. Would you tell us what your video game? I'm just interested. I don't know where this came from, but I was just putting the show notes tonight. I thought, okay, what was it? Can you tell us? If it's a unicorn thing, I'm not sure we want to know.
Probably not. I mean, I've had a few, I'm sure. I mean, I can't really think of too many off the top of my head that I really want to put on here, which, you know, makes me sad, probably. I think when I was little and I first started playing Mario, I used to have nightmares about the little Koopa guy coming after me. I used to have nightmares that he was going to come after me and get me. And then, you know, when I started to play Gears, I used to have nightmares about the Lambert Berserker chasing after me in a little remote control car, because that was about the same time I think I was playing Call of Duty, and they had the little remote control car with the dynamite or whatever on it that blew up. So for some odd reason, since I was playing both of them at about the same time, I used to have a nightmare that the Lambert Berserker was riding in the little RC car. Yeah. I can't explain it.
Just can't explain that.
But yeah.
Well, and there's some other ones that you're not going to tell us that we're all warm and fuzzy. Okay.
Anyway.
Fraser, do you have any sort of weird imagination that would make you dream about video games? Have you ever woke up thinking that you're on a unicorn or with a robot in Fallout?
I am not going to lie.
You're wonderful.
I'm not going to lie.
And your mic is muted.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry. My mic was muted. I'm not going to lie to you. I've dreamt about PUBG. I don't know. What do you want to hear? I'm sure over the course of my life, I have had numerous dreams about video games.
Grace, he's addicted. Get him off it.
I had a dream of playing in real life PUBG.
Oh, flip me. Well, The only one that springs to mind with me now is when I was younger. First, there was a game on the Commodore 64, I believe it was. It was called it was one of these PD discs, all the discs that floated around me. There's loads of stuff on them. And it was called Forbidden Forest. And this monster used to chase you through the forest. And I remember waking up with nightmares with it because it had really sort of scary, probably not now it wouldn't have been, but scary atmosphere, scary music. And I remember waking up on a few nights, something was chasing me. Anyway, I'm asking this as to us, and I'm asking it to the community. And I really would love to hear anybody's weird or wonderful video game-related dreams. So I suppose Twitter's okay, but you might have to use email. So if you can email the show at podcast@ocpod.com and tell me, have you ever had a video game-related dream, and what was it? And bear your soul, if it was a short one, you can tweet it to @OC_podcast. And if you send it to us, we promise we'll read it out. If your name has to be deleted or removed, we will certainly do that if you at request. But I would love to hear if you've ever had a video game related dream. Enough of that silliness. More silliness. The wonderful Shaft, that is Jason Johnson. He's Shaft. He really is. He's fantastic. Has sent us some trivia.
It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
I have a couple of questions for you. So if you scroll down to the proper place for the questions, here we go. The company named Sega was originally short for Senkei Gagan, Service Games, Secret Games, or Sensational Games. Company Sega was originally short for Senkei Gagin. That's G-A-I-G-J-I-N. That's hard to say. Senkei Gaijin. Service Games, Secret Games, or Sensational Games. Could I have your answer, please, now? And here come the answers. Bated breath. Kim has an A. An A is Senkei Gaijin. And Fraser has a B, which is Service Games.
That's not Kim, what I think it is at all. Can I change that? Sorry, I'm going to change
Yes, of course you can. Yeah, and Fraser has changed his mind, and he's changed his mind to Secret Games.
No, it's
Kim has went for...
Oh,
D is Sensational Games.
No, it's A.
And oh, it's Senkei Gagan. So both Kim and Fraser have played the racist card and have went for a Japanese sounding title.
Yes.
And, well, and the actual answer is Service Games.
Did I start on that one?
Yes, you did. Well, you went through the friggin' everything.
I missed it. It's my own fault. And I apologize. I missed you reading out all the answers. I wasn't really paying that much attention. I was.
It was ruined up PUBG again.
No, very I mean.
So yeah, it was called Service Games. Exciting. So no, if you not the Japanese name that sounds like it. Okay. Question number two. I have no idea how anyone would ever get this, but maybe from the grey matter or a lucky guess. Just channel Kim. Channel Kim. In the original Legend of Zelda, a hidden cave reveals a hermit who says the following line before giving the player some extra rupees. And the line is, "It's a secret to everyone, everybody, all, or the Dark One." It's a secret to everyone. It's a secret to everybody. It's a secret to all. It's a secret to the Dark One. Ooh. What would that line be? Ooh. What would the line be? What are they going for? I wait here with bated breath. Kim and Fraser has an answer in there, and Kim has an answer in. Kim has went for the Dark One. And
Kim has went for
Fraser. And Fraser has went for it's a secret to everybody, and Kim has went for the Dark One because it sounds like it's dark and it'll be a baddie in Zelda, but she would be so wrong, and Fraser, he would be so right. It's a secret for everybody. A point to Fraser.
Yay,
and thank you
finally.
Very much for playing.
Yeah,
a point. Woohoo! Jason, thank you very much for sending that in. Always great to get that. That's good. I have no idea what the scores are, but Fraser and I are not winning. Kim.
Yes.
Talk about what's coming out, because there's some good titles that are coming out this week. Talk.
Alrighty.
Just like to point out that yes. point just doubled my points tally.
Excellent. So you have one?
I now have two.
Oh, I think I have half a point. For showing up 1 week.
You tried.
One for effort. Half a point for effort. There you go. He won the egg and spoon race. Okay. New releases for the 21st to the 20th of October, brought to you by GamerGirl27. That would be Kim.
Indeed. We have Destiny 2 for the PC, October 24th. Just Dance 2018 for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, Wii U, PS3, Xbox 360, and PC. Really? On October 24th, Knights of Azor 2, Azure, probably. Bride of the New Moon for the PS4, Switch, and PC, also on the 24th. Yuma Wari, Midnight Shadows for the PS4, PC, and Vita on the 24th. Road Rage for the PS4, Xbox One, PC on the 24th. Assassin's Creed Origins, and I'm sure there's quite a few out there who want to play that one, for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 27th. And Super Mario Odyssey for the Switch, also on the 27th.
What a list!
And Wolfenstein.
Oh, wait. Yeah, there's one down
front. Oh, please.
Right. I didn't see it. Wolfenstein.
Pronounce it properly, please.
The new Colossus for the PS4.
Wolfenstein.
I feel like I should be on the Young Frankenstein. Anyway, Wolfenstein and the New Colossus for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC, also on the 24th.
It's alive!
It's not, right? not a bad crop of games there, really.
No, not at all.
That's three really, really big hitters in there. Destiny 2 and PC as well. I suppose that's four big hitters. Assassin's Creed Origins. Super Mario Odyssey. Hat throwing. But you know what? Out of all of those, if I had to go out and buy one of those, it would be Wolfenstein.
Yeah, too yep. right, man.
Yeah, definitely. Or Just Dance.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know about Unimari, and I don't know about Road Rage. It might be good. I have no idea. Is that Road Rage from way back? I'm not sure. But all three of those. If Santa Claus brings me Assassin's Creed Origins, Super Mario Odyssey, and Wolfenstein, the New Colossus, I would be very, very happy. I'd be very happy if you brought me Wolfenstein. Sorry, Wolfenstein. Now, is it Steen or Stein?
Steen.
Wolfenstein. Steen. Yeah, Steen. Hi, Nicole. She's just going bananas.
Flipping.
Pronunciation police is going wild. So that's a very good list of stuff. The big hitters are heading now for that winter season. The monthly freebies, we've been through this so many times before. Gone Home, Touring Test, Rayman, blah, 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 blah. Stuff on PlayStation, blah, 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 blah. It's there. You can find out what that is. Playdate-wise, we are... last week was Sea of Thieves. Again, thank you to Filthy. Filthy? No, Filthy wasn't there. It was me. It was Mark. Filthy was supposed to be there, but he wasn't. You bum! There was myself, there was Nick and Mark, and our good new friend MaxFaded17. Check him out at MaxFaded17 on Twitter. He's a good lad. But this week, tomorrow evening, they're going to be playing Destiny 2. And Nicole and hopefully Mark will be there as well. And anybody else, I'm sure Womble will be there, and a whole crowd will be there for Destiny 2, because that's still a very popular game. And next week at 8 p.m. UK time, and that's the same for tomorrow night, next week will be Fortnite Battle Royale. We'll see how that goes. And Fortnite, if you don't have it, it's free. Go download it. Okay, Ulogi stuff. Somebody talk about Ulog stuff and victory achieved.
Some people are still going on with the Ulog. It's very impressive. I, unfortunately, am not. Mine's ground to a screeching halt as of the past 6 months. But that's okay, because I broke the back of it and have done more than most. So I'm still going to ride the coattails of that for as long as I can. But a lot of us put together a list of games we wanted to cane through. And cane through we are. And it all ties in with our victory achieved, which we run here. And when you finish a game, just send us a picture of you with the credits, hashtag victory achieved, to Twitter at @OC_podcast. We put all the victory achieves in a disgusting bin at the end of the season, and then fill it with water, and then Robin will bob for the name and pull it out with his teeth. And once he's cleared the phlegm off it and can read the name, he announces who it is and they get a prize.
All right. That's good.
Current contest is running from now until the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So get on it.
And the people that completed games this week, and the one in red I want to talk about afterwards, Kim, would you do the honors?
All righty. Our victories achieved for our Yold are Mr. Miyagi, 1984, with the Raven, Legacy of a Master Thief, John Mouse, WWE 2K17, Dastardly Jabby with Fast RMX Racing, Daddy Icken with Assassin's Creed Russia, Chinny with Owl Boy, Daddy Icken again with Resident Evil 6. We have Hardly Dan with Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Filthy with Forza Horizon 3, Chinny again with Kentucky Route Zero, which I have no idea what that is, but sounds interesting. And then we have for our non-Eald, we have Nadris 79 with Uncharted The Lost Legacy.
Cool. And I think Daddy Icken also finished Max The Curse of the Brotherhood. Right. And Daddy Icken, well done on your running. Good lad. And well done on completing 30 games. You have done it. You have completed your log. You have joined that elite group of PG Tips. And Dastardly Jabby, who is one away from 50. And so you've joined a very, very elite group of people that have done this. So well, well done. Fantastic. Good stuff. There's quite a few people that are close to the 30. So keep at it. It's kind of going to run. It started at the end of November. It'll probably run. We'll finish it off at the end of the year. I think there's a few people joined through December. But absolutely fantastic. Really well done. I'm so impressed with the games that have been completed. You mentioned that you didn't know what Kentucky Route Zero was, Kim. Mm-mm. I bet you right now that Mike Chin would also wish not to know what Kentucky Route Zero was.
Oh.
Because I believe he finished it and said that that's 6 hours of his life he'll never get back again.
Yeah, right. I don't know why on earth he's doing that. I have no idea.
He was playing Owl Boy and he was playing Kentucky Route Zero for one reason and one reason alone, Vasily, and that was Stu Fowler. Stu Fowler put them on his list and suggested that he play them. He has a lot to pay for, a lot to live up to. Yeah, so there we go. Yes, so thank you everybody that's participating in Victory Achieved and the Year of Living Gamerously. Okay, we're going to wrap this thing up. It's great to do this every week. So if you want to, with all our chatters, if you can, while I'm chatting here, Kim, if you can pull up the list of folk, wonderful people that are in there. But you can join our live chat every week in our chat group, twitch.tv/OC Podcast. We're on mixer.com at OC Podcast and on YouTube at the Overseas Connection Podcast. 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. in the West Coast, and 6 p.m. in the East Coast. I looked at the iTunes reviews. There isn't any. I think the last one was Pedros a year ago. So I know iTunes really isn't a place where lots of people get their podcasts from, but it's still important enough. So please, if you listen to the podcast every week and you haven't left a review, would you go onto the iTunes app or store? You get to do it on a PC. You can't. That's why there's no reviews, because everybody is on their bloody mobile devices. So go on the PC on the iTunes and leave us a review, please. It helps other people get to hear about the podcast. So our Discord group is very, very busy. Discord.ocpod.com. Jump into there too. Please contact the show with your dreams. We would love to hear your dreams. So please email the show at podcast@ocpod.com. And our very active Twitter feed is @OC_podcast. And again, Facebook is always popular too. There's always lots of stuff going in there as well. And you'll find us at fb.ocpod.com for that. All right, let's get this thing tidied up and let's get out of here. Kim, our shatters, yes, and your shout-outs, please.
All right, our shatters tonight have been Baron Von Glauer, Chopper Kelly, RCGC, Rubbish Username, Star for Help, Viva La Pedros has been in there, Salty was another one that was in there, so, you know, thanks for coming along on the ride. It's been fun. Shout-outs for the night, of course, you guys, as always. So, you know, and I want to wish my brother, Jim, we're not twins, I promise, happy birthday, because today he is 38 years old. So, you know.
Wow, old man.
Happy birthday.
That's nothing. I'm a year older than he is, so, you know.
Young lady.
So, you know, happy birthday to him. And I want to shout out to Mark and Jenny. Hang in there, Mark. You know, we're all rooting for you. So, you know, hoping things perk up. Yeah.
Definitely.
So that's it for me. How about you there, Putin?
Fraser.
Is it me?
It is
yeah,
you.
Yeah, your turn.
I would like to say thank you to Richard for coming on and hanging out in the background there, even though I understand that he's feeling a little bit poorly. Richard, thank you very much for the work you are doing in the background to help us get the podcast out. I'd like to thank Kim for being Kim and Robin for being Robin, and thanks very much for being around. And I would like to put a special shout out to the chatters, who I have a little bit of interaction with, but there have been some comments in there that have been putting smiles on my face. Kim just read out all the names, but it was nice to see you all in there. Thank you very much for listening. And yep, don't forget, new Game Punchers episodes are right out now. Go get it down on your little podcast app of choice.
Okay, thank you very much, guys. You two, thanks very much for coming on to help me out. That's been a nice chat tonight. That's been nice. That's just been lovely. Another shout out to Max Faded 17. Max, Stephen, love to play with you again. We will do that. We're friends now on Xbox and da 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 da. A big, big shout out to Mark and Jenny. They're having a really tough time. So we'll send them good wishes. If you're a faith person, send them some prayers, whatever. Yeah, they need them right now. So, they're having a really, really tough time.
Yep.
And no, to
I'll
Rich.
I'll give a shout out. Sorry, just Robin to jump in there, but also to Mark's son, Jay. He's been really prominent in playing with us online, and really we've had a great chance to get to know Jay. He's a lovely guy, so, you know.
Yeah, nice lad. Nice lads.
Yep.
Good family. Yeah. Need a bit of luck. Also, to Rich, I hope you're feeling better too soon, and thanks for running the decks tonight. Thank you very much. Yeah, Mark is so cool. He's got this all down pat now, and we are at a loss without him, and thank goodness, Rich, you're there, else we wouldn't have been live tonight. To Greg and Cindy, I've seen some fantastic photographs of them earlier on. They're out at Fancy Dress tonight, and they're out as gangsters. They look like they've got an old car with them, and they look like they're going to have a lot of fun tonight. So, Greg, I'll speak to you next week when you're back on the show, hopefully. To everybody that's been listening, thank you very much. We love yous out there. It's great crack. Love the interaction with the community. Remember, play date tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock, UK time. You can work it out from there. Is Destiny 2 coming? Nick would love to see us. Thanks very much. Enjoy your gaming. Have a great and safe and wonderful gaming week. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Yo! That's a wrap! Yeah! Sit down on my couch. What is going on with your road tonight, Kim?
Well, it's you know, crop season, so everybody's getting their crops out before you know, snow flies.
There must be a vehicle passed every 15 minutes. It's like a roadblock out there.
And I forgot to shut the window, so.
No matter.
Welcome to my life.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts. Similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many people say.
Come on. Yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.